In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At the center of this Monday of Holy Week and the Passion of Jesus in Mark 14 is the betrayal of Jesus. Betrayal. The consequence of everyone's betrayal is his crucifixion, naked on a tree. That's the shame the chief priests and scribes want for Jesus. That's the consequence of Judas's greed. Even the betrayal of his own disciples out of fear and confusion results in Jesus' death. Mark's bare account of the events accents how quietly Jesus goes to his shame. Jesus is handed over to those who want to kill him, a lion led like a lamb to the slaughter. But before the betrayal, there is an anointing and a meal. The anointing of Jesus' body in anticipation of taking that body down from the cross, washing it, anointing it quickly, wrapping it with cloth bands, and laying it in a tomb. Then a funeral feast, where his very body is food and his blood drink. How simple, how human, how raw. Betrayal. Judas gets the worst of it. Possessed by Satan, consumed by greed, he is the one who plots Jesus' betrayal with the chief priests. And Judas, the betrayer, is one of the 12, one of Jesus' most intimate associates. This heightens the scandal and humiliation of this betrayal. And Jesus knows who it is. Someone at his very table in this intimate fellowship of teacher with his disciples. Yes, says Jesus, the Son of Man is going to his fate. As the scriptures say, he will. But alas for that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Better for that man if he had never been born. So Jesus seals the intimacy of this betrayal by taking bread, breaking it, and saying, "This is my body," and then a cup, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, poured out for many." A body soon to be broken in death on a cross, naked, blood pouring out from his wounds, his hands, his feet, his side. The other 11 are not much better than Judas. As the scripture says, no one is righteous, no, not one. All of them betray Jesus in one way or another, and Jesus foresees what his disciples will do. "You will all fall away," he says, "for the scripture says, I shall strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." Even Peter will deny him 3 times. But there's hope for the 11. They will be restored. After Jesus' resurrection, he will go before them into Galilee. The angels at the tomb know. They tell the women to tell Peter and the disciples that they will see him there. And so Peter and James and John fall asleep in the garden, and Judas betrays with a kiss, the deepest of ironies. For a kiss is a sign of family, respect, obedience, communion, love. But there is no love here. For this deed is done by children of Adam under Satan's power. Even one of them will try to fight off the crowd of religious leaders with their army, with swords and clubs. Will cutting off the ear of the high priest's servant stop Scripture's fulfillment? Do they not remember that Jesus must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified? And when the arrest comes, they betray Jesus by forsaking him and fleeing for their lives. But there was one who followed him, a young man whose naked body is wrapped in a linen cloth, just like another young man wrapped in a long white robe sitting by an empty tomb. We don't know why this young man didn't flee with the others, but the soldiers who tried to seize Jesus tried to seize him. They grab his linen cloth, and he flees naked. By fleeing, he joins the others in their betrayal. Naked, he joins Jesus, whose naked body reverses the shame of Adam's betrayal in the garden. Soon the naked young man will be clothed with Christ's cloth bands left behind in the empty tomb. Naked betrayal, now wrapped in a robe of righteousness to cover his wet, naked body as he comes out of the baptismal tomb. Some think the story of the naked young man is Mark's signature on this second gospel. But why reveal himself as that final fleeing disciple? Perhaps he was no longer ashamed. After all, the kiss of betrayal has now become a kiss of peace. The prelude to a feast upon Christ's body, broken in death, his blood poured out on the night in which he was betrayed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.